for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Passover Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Service being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, April the 14th, 2006. Steve Sampson is the speaker of this service, teaching on Don't Abort the Holy Spirit.
I'm not real long-winded. I preach a little bit, and then I want to have time for the Spirit to do some things. My brother was playing the guitar. Will that orange cord plug into this? Anything else? I just want to play one song here if I could.
I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you. Songs of praise is singing, hallelujah's ringing,
someone here that has a
pain in your chest, like a shooting pain. And you know what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say? It's heartburn. You're not having a heart attack, but it's some kind of heartburn, acid reflux, something, but He is healing you. So if that pertains to you, just grab a hold. I love to worship. You know, it's just something about worship dethrones self. It just kicks self off the throne. When I first got filled with the Holy Spirit, way back in, I think, 66. I must have been two, but I remember one thing the Holy Spirit said to me. I'd never heard His voice before, but one thing He said, you can't sing and be depressed at the same time. Of course, I said, what about country western? And I threw him there. But anyway, there is something about worship, and I like that little thing because you can just sit there and just play to God all day. There's something about so many times we have to get out of the soul realm and get into the realm of the spirit. I believe God's always talking to us. We're not trained to hear. We're not trained to listen. And by the way, what wonderful songs y'all did tonight. That was so uplifting. Praise God. I haven't heard some of those songs for a while. They're just so awesome. But I want to just share a few minutes about responding to God and how we are not to abort the Holy Spirit. Don't you agree with me? The Holy Spirit, first of all, He's right. Secondly, I think, you know, sometimes our brain gives us more trouble than the devil ever thought of. One thing I know about the devil, he's under our feet. But, you know, he's been stripped of his ability. And, of course, he's a good liar. But the brain, many times, I'm guilty of this, aborting. But just want to read a couple scriptures about this. Let me just read, if you don't mind, from Matthew chapter 8. I think this is a real good scripture, Matthew chapter 8. And I really believe God is making us more sensitive. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to do things. You know what I'm saying? Like He wants to brood over us. He wants to bring things about. You know, in a meeting, He wants to birth things in us. A lot of us have practiced safe church for years. And the Holy Spirit, He wants to impregnate us, you know. But this is Matthew 8, verse 18. When Jesus saw great multitudes about Him, He gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to Him, "Teacher, I will follow You wherever You go." Sounds like this guy's made up his mind. Sounds like this guy made a decision to not only, probably because he heard Jesus' teaching, he saw the miracles, but he said, "I've made a decision. I'm going to follow You wherever You go." I think the response is interesting. Jesus does not say, "Attaboy." He doesn't say, "Welcome aboard." He doesn't congratulate him. He says the strangest statement to him. He said, "The foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man has what? Nowhere to lay His head." So what's he saying? Is there a lack of motels? I don't believe so. I believe what he's saying is, if you want to follow Me, it's going to cost you your head. You're not going to have the luxury of your opinion. You're not going to have the luxury of voting. You're not going to have you're not going to be able to think your way through. You're going to have to trust My mind. You're going to have to trust My thoughts. And in very real words, Jesus is saying, "My agenda is to find a place to put My head." Now, how many agree with me you can't be a Christian without Christ? How many agree with me? But then how many also agree you can't be spiritual without the Holy Spirit? So in other words, it's possible to be Christian and not be spiritual. Because being spiritual has everything to do with listening to the Holy Spirit. It has to do with, you know, Jesus didn't say, or in Romans 8, for example, Paul did not say, "They that are led by their brains are the sons of God." He said, it doesn't say in Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your brain." It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." In Romans 8, verse 7, it says, "The carnal mind is enmity against God." The word carnal there is just the word S-A-R-X, and it means meat. The meat mind, or I like to say the meat head, is enmity against God. In other words, it's this brain that interferes many times when the Holy Spirit is trying to birth something. He's setting us free. And so I think it is so awesome that tonight we know the Holy Spirit will impregnate us. I don't believe we're to go leave here like we came. And I'm sure you have that attitude every time. I want a piece of God I've never had. I want something from Him. Now I want to show you something out of Isaiah 55, and this is a life-changing scripture to me. This thing really, I have to just say, God gave me this understanding. But in the famous scripture, Isaiah 55, he says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come," what does he say? "Come what? Buy and eat." Now, you know what most of us do? If we're not careful, we don't buy, we shop. We observe. We look. And I've learned something. It's not enough to be in church. It's not enough to be in the meeting. You have to have an attitude to buy. Have you ever been shopping and you walk through a store and a clerk comes up and what do they always say? May I? And we, most of the time, we say, no, thank you, I'm... And so sometimes I think when you come in a meeting like this, the Holy Spirit is saying, may I help you? Would you like something? We say, no, thank you, I'm just being religious. No, you know, we have a tendency. And so I think, and the Holy Spirit exhorts us to buy. He says, you who have no money, in other words, come buy and eat. In other words, the currency in the kingdom of God is not money, it's hunger. In other words, come and buy with your hunger. Come and buy with your passion. You see, when the woman with the issue of blood in Luke chapter 8, I think it's funny because in Luke 8, we heard a million sermons on that, but this woman is desperate and she spent everything on, you know, medicine, doctors, not any better, but worse. And I think she's so desperate, she doesn't even care about her reputation. She doesn't care about anything anymore. She's just saying, I'm going to touch his clothes. How many agree with me? Probably God gave her that idea. You get through the crowd, I'll heal you. And so she's really responding to the Holy Spirit, I believe. But she's making her way through this crowd of people. Now, she finally gets through, and I think it must have taken her a few hours, because if there's ever anybody famous, you know, you don't just walk up to them. You have to get through a crowd. And so she made her way through the crowd, and it says she touched his clothes. Now, Jesus, with tremendous authority, turned around and said, who touched me? And I think the next part is funny because in Luke 8, it says, and they all denied it. Listen, I've been in church for years. I've never touched you. You know, in other words, it just kind of fun. So many times we come thinking God's going to touch us. But really, the issue is we have to touch God. In other words, God, I'm here to make a purchase tonight. And see, with that woman, I think he heard the cash register ring. I think somebody bought something. Because, and Peter right away said, well, Master, we're in a crowd. You know, a lot of people are touching you. And I think Jesus said, Peter, just go wait in the car because you don't understand. Because there's a difference between bumping into me, sensing my presence, and touching me. And I've learned different. I pray different. I pray to buy something. I pray to pull something out of God. God, I need some peace. I need some joy. God, I need a healing. And if we have this attitude to buy something, for example, I would say tonight this room is full of power. If you don't believe it, I'll challenge any of you to put a paper clip in any outlet around here. So in other words, God is here, but he has to be plugged into. You can be here, not get anything, because like any appliance, doesn't matter what the warranty is, doesn't matter what the brand is, they all have to be plugged in. And that's the way it is with God. We have to always plug into him. So I've changed the way I pray. I don't just pray. I pray, God, I'm here to buy something. And I'm going to buy from you with my hunger. I'm going to make a purchase today. And there's so many good scriptures on buying. You know, the Laodicean church, he said, you say you have need of nothing. I say you're poor, miserable, wretched, blind, and naked. And then he says, and I counsel you to what? Buy gold tried in the fire. White raiment that you may be rich, and eye salve that you may see. I try to buy eye salve every day. I go, God, I don't see clearly. You ever been driving down the road and you change lanes and somebody honks real loud and then they wave at you kind of funny? You know, that kind of thing. And what is going on? You've had a blind spot.
Yeah.
Now, how many agree? We all have blind spots and we don't see. So we have to go to God and say, God, I want to buy some eye salve. And the 10 virgins, when he told them, you know, the five foolish didn't. When the bridegroom came, it said, they said, give us some of your oil for our oil is running out. And they said, no, go in town and buy some for yourself. So the time to buy from God is now, not in eternity, not when it's too late, but to buy now. I remember one girl on Christian television, she was kind of, you know, saying, you know, I just never rebelled. I never had any problems. I had Christian parents and never did anything wrong. And I wanted to say back to her, yeah, but you're shallow as a birdbath. You know, and, you know, in other words, sometimes when you go through a trial, sometimes you go through a struggle, you buy something. You say, I got something from God. I got some gold. I don't want to go through it again. It was painful to go through it. But when I went through it, I bought something. I got something from God that will never be taken away from me. Wow. So, again, God's agenda, Jesus saying, you know, I believe he wants to do more than save us. I think he wants to do more than kind of guarantee us a place in heaven. He wants to find a place to put his head. That's the hardest thing to give up. Because this head likes to do all the thinking, all the reasoning. This brain likes to be in charge. I think it's interesting in Acts 16, this is a good place just to look at real quick. I'll be very brief here, but I feel you're telling me to keep going. I'm kidding. Okay, so I have kind of a strange sense of humor, and you'll get that figured out. But this is Acts 16, verse 6. And when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, notice what it said. They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to do what? To preach the gospel, to proclaim the word in Asia. How many believe? I thought it was God's will to preach. No, it's God's will to obey him. Now, if God says something, if he ever says no about who you're to marry or where you're to go, how many know he says it for one reason? He has something better. God always has our best interest in mind and his best interest. When they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. Notice the words, the Holy Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Duh. In other words, so the Holy Spirit can be aborted. You understand what I'm saying? He can, if we're not careful, we can be, to me, it's all, like as much as we love God, many times this brain will abort what God wants to do. This brain. I remember one time I was in a town in southern Illinois, a little tiny church, a little tiny town. And I'll never forget telling this pastor's wife, and she was about 45 years old, and her husband, they'd been married 20 some years. They had two adopted teenage boys. And I remember in the Holy Spirit, I said, you know, I see you pregnant. And I said, you are going to be more fruitful. You're going to be, God's going to use you to birth more things in the kingdom. And I just went on and on like that. And that was it. We went and had a sandwich afterwards. And about 3 years later, there's this man standing. I'm in another church, and he's standing there kind of waiting for me to get through. And I'm praying with a few people, and he says, could I talk to you a minute? And I said, well, sure. He says, do you remember me? And I said, no. He said, well, you were in my church where I pastor. He said, about 3 years ago. He said, and you told my wife you saw her pregnant. And he said, we've never been able to have children. We have had two adopted boys. Medical science says we can't have children. But he said, about 3 weeks later, my wife's pregnant. And he's standing there holding this little girl, and she had her finger in her nose, and they're just looking at me, and they're both looking at me like, we don't like you. And it's like, it was so amazing. Now the deal is, I misinterpreted. God was talking literally. I was talking spiritually. But God, it's almost like God still knew what he was doing, if you get my drift. I remember John Osteen said years ago, the greatest revelation you can have is that the Holy Spirit is smarter than you are. And we have to live that way, that he knows things. And so many times he birthed it, but if you're not careful, you'll be an abortionist. You'll cut it off. Remember when Jesus said, let down the nets for a catch. And Peter said, Lord, this isn't sensible. He almost aborted. It's not sensible. You know, we know how to fish. You know how to preach. Let's leave it at that. But he said, nevertheless, I'll let down the net. And when he did, it said so many fish got in the net. They had to call the Lutherans in the other boat to come and help them. There was such a major response. But you see what Peter almost aborted the Holy Spirit. He came so close. And I think we have to be so careful to say, God, I'll do it. And you know, nevertheless, one translation says, I'll never settle for less. Nevertheless, I'll never settle for less than what you have for me. Praise God. So the Holy Spirit moved. I was thinking, there's so many wonderful scriptures about where we can potentially abort the Holy Spirit. But one of them is Naaman the Syrian. Because you know how the story of that little servant girl said, if you were in Israel, you'd get healed. And he came down. And when he gets there, guess what happened? God didn't do it like he thought, and Elijah didn't come out. He sent a messenger out who had acne, I think. He was weird. I mean, I think he was skinny. I think he was odd. And he took him, he sent him out, and this messenger just blurts out this, okay, here's how you're going to get your healing. Go down to the Jordan and dip yourself 7 times. And you know what it did? It offended Naaman's brain. And a lot of times God will offend your brain because he's trying to get to your inner man. We like to respond to God if it's reasonable. And he's angry. He's offended. And the killer words are there. He said, I said to myself, when I get here, the man of God is going to come out and stand there like Clint Eastwood probably and wave his hand over the place and leprosy will fly everywhere. And it didn't happen that way. And he's offended. He almost became an abortionist. He almost aborted. He was in a rage. He was going to turn and go home. I don't need this. But guess what? There were some servants there that helped him stop the abortion, said, listen, he's asked you to do something simple. Why don't you do it? And he went ahead, you know, and he got, but the brain almost aborted it. And then I was thinking of that time when the Elisha prophesied. And remember, the famine was so bad. 2 Kings 6 said the famine was so bad that people were eating their children to stay alive. And the king and the king is so angry. He says, may God do so and more to me if the head of Elisha is not removed by tomorrow. And about that time, and it says in 2 Kings 7 that Elisha prophesied. And he said, thus says the Lord, by this time tomorrow, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel. Yeah, hardly anything. And it's going to be bargains tomorrow. Bargains, bargains. And there's a man standing there who's an assistant to the king. He's kind of a Dick Cheney, I guess. And he's standing there and he says, and he makes this comment. And he says, 2 Kings 7, verse 2, he says, listen, if God would make windows in heaven, he'd never read Malachi. If God would make windows in heaven, could this really happen? Now notice the response of the prophet. The response of the prophet is angry. And he says, you're going to see it, Hogjaws, but you're not going to have any part of it. And I think a lot of times God's response is angry. Think about it. When Zacharias stood in the temple and it was his turn to offer incense and an angel stands there, which isn't your everyday experience. And the angel begins to prophesy and he says, good news, old boy. You and your wife Elizabeth are going to have a son and his name is going to be called John. He's going to be great in the sight of the Lord. He's not going to drink wine or wine coolers. He's going to be this awesome man of God. He'll turn the hearts of the children to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers to the children. And this angel prophesies all these words. And at the end of it, here's how Zacharias responded. See, another abortion. And he said, how should I know this? How many know you're in trouble when you're giving God information anyway? And he said, how should I know this? For I'm old. And my wife is well advanced in years. Now notice again the response of the angel. I've never seen an angel. But if I ever do, I don't want to make him mad. I really don't. And the deal is, this angel is angry. And he says something like, I am Gabriel. It's almost like, I'm not just some Joe that walked in here. I work for God, and it was supposed to be my day off, and I've come down here to tell you these good tidings. In other words, who do you think you are that to question? And besides, you're the one that was asking for a child. And there's almost an abortion there. And then he says to him, this is going to still come to pass. Only your mouth is going to be shut. And you know what that says to me? If we don't learn to yield this brain, we're going to lose our voice. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a voice. I don't want to be a preacher. I don't want to be a missionary. I don't want to be a pastor. I want to be a voice. Because if you're a voice, you have a word in season. And I want to tell you that the brain has a way of aborting it. And the last emotion, with the emotion of the angel, is anger. Who do you think you are to try to outsmart God? Because you've answered this way, I'm going to shut your mouth. And the same thing back there with Elijah. This guy seems innocent. He said, well, how could this happen? You know, if God would make windows in heaven, how could this happen? And he's angry. And he says, you're gonna see it with your eyes. You're not gonna have a part of it. And then we know the story how these four lepers out there with eight hairy legs go down to this area and they say, why sit here till we die? And they go down to the enemy's camp, and God made their legs sound like an army. And when they get down there, there's so much free stuff, and they're ditching stuff and hiding stuff. And they said, this isn't right. We're going to be judged. We better tell Israel. And as they, when the delegation from Israel came in, I'm sure the same guy that was saying, one at a time, please, one at a time, he got trampled. He saw it happen, but he didn't eat one morsel. And you know, there's only one other place in the Bible that talks about trampled. And that's if Matthew 5, if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing except to be trampled by men. And I don't want what God has for me to be trampled. See, I believe God, again, He's talking all the time. He's speaking to us. He's offering life. Sometimes He says no, but only because He has a better situation. He has a better opportunity. And they that are led by the Spirit, they that obey the Spirit. Remember when that prophet, when King Joash in 2 Kings 13, remember the old story how he said, take the arrows. And the king of Israel said, my father, you know, the prophet was dying. And he said, what are we going to do? And the dying prophet says, take the arrows. And he says, strike the ground. And the king of Israel took the arrows and he struck the ground three times and he stopped. And guess what? The last emotion we hear from that prophet is anger. And he said, why did you stop? Why did you only strike three times? You should have struck five or six. Guess how much six is? Double of three. You did it halfway. And because you only struck three times, you're only going to have victory three times. You know what that says to me? He didn't like his response. Wow. You know, it was kind of cool the other night. I was in Kansas City and the word of knowledge came. And I love the word of knowledge because I think God just loves to talk to us and it gets exciting. But this word came. There's someone here that has cancer. And this woman, her name's Barbara. She raised her hand. She says, oh, I'm full of breast cancer. They've given me no hope. And we all just respond to the word and we pray over her. For a few, 30 seconds or so. And the presence of God is just electrifying. And there's a knowing that God's healing her. And there's a man over on the other side about 71, 72 years old. And he says, Steve, he says, I said, what's that? He said, when you were praying for Barbara, he said, my arm has been paralyzed for 3 months. I can't move it at all. He said, all the feeling came back in my arm. And I it's so cool because God is, He's so into when we get receptive. And so many times, I think we have such low expectation. We don't mean to, but it's just business as usual. But that's why it's so important to say, God, I'm going to pray today, but I want to hear you. I want to change. You know, I want to go to church, but I don't want to leave the same. And you're not getting out of here until I do something. I was in Lima, Ohio a few years ago, and there's a couple visiting from Toledo, and they brought a friend with them, and the friend had a great need. And so I'm trying to close the meeting, and I preached a little while, and things were going on, but I thought, well, we got to stop. And I couldn't close it. I couldn't feel released from God to close the meeting. So I heard later that there was this couple from Toledo, and they were way in the back, and they were saying, God, you're not letting this meeting be over till our friend gets some help. If I'd have known, I would have went back and slapped them both. But it was so real. And I got so frustrated because God wouldn't let me close the meeting. And finally, I just felt like ask the people who's here that's been in the military for 16 years. That sentence just came across me. I said, so is anybody here that's been in the military 16 years? And that woman way in the back row raised her hand. She's a little mousy boy. She says, my husband and I served in the military for 16 years in Germany. So I said, it sounds like you're the one. So anyway, we pray. You know, we just prayed this quick prayer, and the prophetic word came to her that God was going to restore, that God knew her pain. And there's just so much going on. But anyway, After the meeting, some friends told me that a few months earlier, she and her 17-year-old daughter and her 4-year-old daughter, the 17-year-old was going to be a foreign exchange student, and they were packing all night until about 2 in the morning. Finally, they just got exhausted, and they threw themselves in bed. Somebody left a candle lit. It caught the curtain, burned the whole house down, and both her daughters died in the fire. And I think she had another child that survived. But it was like the Holy Spirit wanted to meet that woman that night. And she hadn't been in church. I mean, she hadn't, you know, never been in a meeting like that. But the Holy Spirit wanted to meet her, and He did. And so, to me, God always has an agenda. And most of us are sincere. We say, well, God, I want to follow You. He says, His response is, well, I'm looking for a place to lay my head. Are you willing to think my thoughts? Because it's more than being saved, and it's more than having victory. It's more about responding to the Spirit of God. And I think God will do greater and greater things through us as quick as we realize it isn't a product of our brain. God thinks He's smarter than we are. And, you know, to me, when Jesus spoke to Peter, Simon, what did He say? Father, and I've made a decision. John chapter 1. We're changing your name from Simon to which means reed or wishy-washy. We're changing your name to rock. Cephas, meaning rock. Did Peter act like a rock? No. He acted pitiful. At one point, some teenage girl said, you were with Him, and he cussed. There's your new apostle. And he said, I was not. He was so unstable. And yet, from the time Jesus said that to Peter, 36 months passed. And at the day of Pentecost, Peter pointed his finger at the crowd with authority and with boldness and with commitment to God and said, you've killed the Lord of glory. Jesus took a man who was weak, unstable, presumptuous, and turned him into a rock. And when God spoke to Gideon, who's afraid and he's a chicken, really, and he says, the Lord is with you, you valiant warrior. When you tell a chicken he's a valiant warrior, you're in the prophetic realm, I'll tell you. You know, but that's the way God is. God talks to you. Listen to this. God talks to you as He sees you, not as your circumstances have dictated you. I don't care what you've been through. God talks to you as He sees you. He doesn't see your flaws. Let me just give you this real quick. In the year 2000, a man was shopping at a flea market. I don't remember what state it was in, but he found a painting and he paid $20 for it. His name was Roger. I can't remember his last name, but he took the painting to a professional and they said there's another painting underneath it. You remember it? And the same painting, the professionals peeled off the cheap latex that was on top and they said, we have found an original Rembrandt here. That painting was taken to Christie's auction in London in the year 2001 and it was sold for $1.4 million. Of course, you have to subtract the $20. But the deal is, I'd never really understood the church before, but I saw that. God, when He saved us, He put a Rembrandt in each one of us. His name is Jesus Christ. But the problem is we got a lot of cheap latex on top. And we got all these flaws. But when God speaks to you prophetically, when He talks to you, He's not talking to the flaws. He's not talking to your bad habits. He's not talking to your hang-ups. He's talking to the Rembrandt. He's talking to the treasure in earthen vessels. He doesn't have confidence in your flesh, but He has confidence in the Holy Ghost in you. Hallelujah. That's where His confidence is. And that's why God calls things. He calls it into existence. He takes the weakest vessel. But He always talks to you the way He sees you, not the way you see yourself. That is such good news. If it isn't good news, it'll do till good news arrives. Because I think we need more good news. I think this God we serve is so loving and He's so up to something good and He wants to birth things and He wants us to live that way where we're hearing Him and responding to Him and enjoying Him. Wow. So praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just think, well, I'm preaching to the choir here, I know. But I just feel such a goodness of God here tonight. But you know what? I'm working on my own self. I'm working on my response because I know so many times there's this abortionist that sits right up here on my shoulders. You can blame the devil all you want, but this is guilty of aborting the Holy Spirit. And I want to think less. I want to get this brain out of the way. And God knows what He's doing. And He talks to His children. He communicates with us. And it's always positive. The Holy Spirit never embarrasses people. He's not a gossip. He doesn't expose people. Now he may say you need deliverance, or he may say you need this, but he's not going to do it in a way that's going to embarrass you. He's going to, because he's talking to your inner man. And believe me, we all have issues. We all have hang-ups. We all get out of balance in certain areas. But to me, the best example in Scripture, Enoch walked with God until he was not. That means we need to walk with God until we're not, until we disappear. That's God's goal. Wow. Have you ever been, and I'll stop here, but have you ever been in a, you ever had to have a key made? Anybody ever done that? You go, do they have Home Depot here? That kind of stuff? If you can find anybody to wait on you, you can go in there and, you can take a key in there. And you ever notice that key, the guy that you get to wait on, he has a carousel. You ever seen one of those? And it's just covered with blank keys. The problem with blank keys, they can't open anything. You know what I think? I think is when we're saved, we're under new ownership, but we're a blank key. And then that man takes the blank key, but he hooks it up to the master key. And he makes the same cuts in it, the same grooves in it that are in the master key. And God wants to take our life, and through it, through the walk, He wants to cut these grooves in us so that we aren't just saved, but we're a door. We can unlock a door for someone else. I think that's God's goal. I think He wants to make us a chip off the old block. He wants to make us just like Him. Amen. So when people look at us, they see Him, and they see His presence and His Spirit. How many are aware of what your flesh can do? Man, flesh is pitiful. Flesh is rebellious. It's stubborn. I'll tell you, it's easy to cast out a devil, but just try to deal with a stubborn person. You got a battle. Yeah. Stubbornness is a work of the flesh. Either way, it's got to go. So let's just yield to the Holy Spirit here tonight. Let's, you know what I'm seeing, and you don't have to raise your hand on this, but there's someone that has a real bad foot fungus, and I do not want to see it, but I know. It's just, it's real, it's kind of severe. It's really around your toes especially, but it's kind of severe. But I want to tell you, I believe by tomorrow morning, it won't be there. Now, every time I've seen God heal skin, they don't only get, doesn't get better, they get new skin. New skin. Praise God. Is there someone right up here, one of these first few rows that is diabetic? It seemed like I'm supposed to pray about that. Is there somebody up here that... You're diabetic. You have blood sugar problems. Anybody? Seem like you're kind of up here toward the front. Does that ring a bell with somebody? A lot of low blood sugar. Uh-huh. What about you? A lot of low blood sugar. We'll just pray about that, and we'll God will do something good for you to balance your system, both of you. And we just want to just wait on God here. But I just want to encourage you just to anticipate the Lord doing things. We have a few minutes here, and then I'll let you go. But we just want to enjoy the presence of the Lord. And I feel like I'm supposed to pray for someone who has. I don't know if this was a car accident or just some kind of accident where you fell down or something. But you're. It's just like you're in constant pain from that injury. It's just like it never lets up. It just, that's the way it strikes me. It's just you're constantly having to deal with this pain. And but it was some type of accident. I'm not sure. But who does that? Just raise your hand and tell me who that pertains to. Be real bold. That's the way it strikes me. That would fit you also? Okay. What about you? A couple of you back there? Was that a car accident or some other kind of accident? Why don't you just walk up here? Your name, John, you said, And let me pray for you. And you could just come here for a second. We'll just do that. Because God's going to take it. I how long has that been going on? 3 years. It's going to go. It will go, definitely. And John, right? Because I met you before. And Wanda. And we'll just agree. We agree that your blood sugar just gets balanced and any problem you have. And Lord, just bless her with that total healing. And we agree with the Holy Ghost that you're doing a wonderful balance there. And I just see 2004 was a year of just like everything fell apart and so many things went wrong. 2005 is better, but they're still like you've lost ground. But I just see 2006 as your year. And God's going to fit a lot of things together. And I just, you've really, what I see a lot of this has just been a satanic attack against you. It really has been demonic. And we just break that through the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing it. Lord, we thank you for blessing Wanda and just healing her so perfectly. And just delivering her. And Lord, we thank you for the good news that's coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Lord, we agree for John that whatever this pain is in his body, that it's healed and that he is free. And Lord, I don't know what area is that in your back. You're back here. Well, Lord, we agree that because you're saying it, that Lord, John is healed and this thing's not going to be a issue with him anymore, but that he is well and he's whole in Jesus' name. Do you have trouble sleeping? Does your wife have trouble sleeping? Or?
No.
Okay. Pardon? He does have trouble sleeping. Okay.
Well,
I couldn't hear what she said, but...
Yeah, my wife said yes.
Okay.
I don't sleep very well.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're not supposed to lie. We're in church. So I'm just kidding. But,
Okay, we can do that one again.
Lord, we just we bless John with that he'll sleep, that he will sleep normal sleep in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We bless him there. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to have a good testimony about your back and all that. I know. So praise God. All right. And we want to... there's a couple. It seems like one of you gets you deal with headaches an awful lot. The other one of you has trouble sleeping at night. And I want to pray for you. What couple is that? You're a married couple, but you don't like each other. No, just kidding. But it seems like one of you has the headaches. One of you has trouble sleeping. Does that make sense to you? That's the way it's coming to me. And if I miss it, it won't be the first time. Anybody say that fits us? Yes or no? Okay. I have a feeling that you're here, but okay. Is there a couple here that's been married you've been married right at 8 years, maybe 8.5, just right in that vicinity? Just 8.5, maybe? What? Yeah. Okay. Well, could you come up here a second, if you don't mind? Because the Holy Ghost just keeps giving me that. But so you've been married 8.5 years. Okay. 9 when? Yeah. So you're exactly 8.5. So it's almost like the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. And so he's upstairs doing what?
With the kids.
Oh, I thought you said he's sleeping. But no, I'm just kidding. Your name?
Pam.
Pam and?
Mark.
Well, Lord, we thank you for Pam and Mark, and we thank you for whatever you're up to, Lord. We just agree with you. We agree with the Holy Ghost. We agree that this is their season of breakthrough. And I keep hearing the word launching. I keep hearing that God's raising a higher standard, higher level. There's been some delayed financial blessings, very delayed. But a lot of things are going to come quickly. It's like the Holy Spirit is just like jerking you out of a rut and out of a difficult place. It's he's giving you all a shove. And you and your husband, in every part of your life, it's going to be like a new beginning. Just a brand new beginning. And boy, do I keep seeing that about launching. And which one of you loves to read so much? Are you? Okay, I'll sell books that way. But Lord, we just thank you for more revelation, more understanding. And Lord, because she has such a hunger to learn, just add more. Now, just add, not just information, but add revelation. Add it so it'll come in greater ways. Hallelujah. You guys have paid a price for where you are today. And there's a coming, it's like a Holy Ghost launching. There's something that he's up to, that he's been, you've been through a lot to preparing you for. Get ready. That's all I got, but it gets good. It is good.
I'll take it.
You'll take it.
It's been rough.
It's been rough. That's what I, but you paid a price. That's what he said. He sees it that way. But it's going to get better and better. And the Holy Ghost thinks he's right. And so we just agree with him. All right? Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know. God wants to talk to all of us. I've never called myself a prophet. I don't feel like I'm a prophet. God's never told me. I'm just an ordinary, well, not really ordinary, but I'm just a abnormal, whatever. What I'm saying, stop trying to be so spiritual and just be yourself. And let God use you. And if you miss it, most of us aren't making headlines anyway. So, you know, it's okay to, we pay baseball players millions and they only hit 3 out of 10. And, you know, you'll do better than 3 out of 10. And so God knows how to use us. And I think a lot of times we just need to, know we're free to miss it. And sometimes you're hearing the Lord and sometimes it's your brain. But I believe the more we exercise it, the more we're going to realize it's the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be able to differentiate. That God talks a lot of times by giving us His thoughts, but the devil tries the same way. He tries to give you his thoughts, but he's a pervert. So we know that the Holy Spirit, the devil's trying to steal that way that God wants to use. Praise God. Praise God. I want to pray for the person that in 1996, you had, I don't know what happened in your life, but it was such a disaster. I don't know, and I won't ask any questions, but I just want you to acknowledge, Steve, that was 1996, and yes, it was a disaster. It was big time disappointment in your life. But I'm just hearing it as clearly, 1996. So can identify with that? And it must be bad enough that you can say, boy, that was true. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just pray for you. If you can just come up here. And I won't ask you any personal questions. And just curious, does it pertain to anybody else? Because sometimes we're just talking. Okay. Isn't that interesting? Why don't you come up too, and you also. Now, what is your name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
And are one of you kind of close to your birthday? Seems like, is there anybody that, not, I mean, you know, with the weeks or something from your birthday? Is it February? February, okay. That came across my spirit, so strange. But anyway, kind of strange how God is. But your name?
Tamara.
Lord, we thank you for Tamara, and Lord, we know you're adding to her life tonight, because this is just your way, and you're going to untangle things where she's concerned. God's going to give you favor, Tamara. In 6 months, you won't even recognize your life, because God is doing some brand new things, and there is a new fire in you, and you're to be a goal setter. You're to aim for things when you pray. And God's, the enemy so tried to detour you. But God has got your heart so settled. And you're on fire. And you set goals. Just ask God, pray about goals all the time. Because God's going to let it happen, let things happen more quickly than you ever dreamed. And He's up to good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And your name?
Melissa.
Melissa. So, Lord, I thank you for Melissa. And, Lord, we don't know what she went through in 1996, but we're real curious. Just kidding. But, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for touching Melissa. And, Lord, we thank you for... You know what I'm hearing? God's going to keep this boat afloat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And... you're coming into more harvest. God's going to use you in a lot of lives of people. The spirit of counsel, the spirit of understanding is going to be given to you in heavy portions. You're a good listener, and many people will pour their woes out. But God is going to so help you to diagnose, and He's going to so help you I see you not only catching fish, but I see you just so, you're just going to be a healer and a mender to so many people. And there's even healing in your hands. There's healing in your voice. There's that you'll just see yourself. I'm available to be a healer. Praise God. And Lord, we thank you for Cheryl. We just thank you for her. And Lord, we don't know what she went through, but we thank you that you're in charge of doing great things in her life, oh God. And Lord, we thank you. I see so many unusual things going on financially. I see God just untying purse strings. There's just such a release of finances over your life. There's going to be some unprecedented things God's going to do. And you're not to worry about the future, Cheryl. You're not to worry about the future because God holds the future. And He thinks He's in control. And so we want to bless the name of the Lord. We want to bless Him for what He's doing in your life. And that I see a lot of disappointments the last two or couple of years, but I see so many divine appointments the next 3 or 4 years that it's going to be a restoration. It's going to be God adding back more than you ever dreamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your name?
Kelly.
Kelly. Like Kelly.
C-A-L-L-I-E. Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. I thought you were speaking with an accent. But Lord, we pray for Kelly. We just thank you for her. And we thank you, Lord, that you're mindful of what she went through in 1996. And Lord, we thank you that your hand is on her life to so pour back into her and bless her. And I want to tell you, Kelly, God has gone to a lot of trouble for you. He really has. He's answered so many prayers. He's pulled strings for you. He's given you favor. And you're into a place of such a place of rest and peace and contentment. I just see such extreme contentment. Oh, I keep seeing this rest, just rest. It's God's will for you to be at rest, to be at peace. God is whetting your appetite for more. And I just see the year 2007 is so monumental in your lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, I just see such anointing. It's like this fresh anointing on you. Like this. Wonderful eyes, Sam. Is that your husband or roommate back there? Your roommate. You come up here, brother, if you would. And I just feel such a such refreshing on you guys. It's funny because I kind of see you black and blue, like bruises, but just some junk you've been through. I really feel that, and God sees that. It's been like a tight place. It's been a process. But He's getting you to this groove that you fit on. God's going to redeem everything you've been through. God is going to He's got you poised. He's got you poised. Because the enemy so tried to remove the poise. But God has you to the place where you're going to go from strength to strength. And Lord, the Lord is not only refreshing you, but there's a fresh eye salve and fresh anointing. And I just keep hearing this, no more disappointments. No more disappointments. Praise God. And that says volume. That says volume. So praise God. Praise God. Your name again?
Randy.
Randy. Randy. Is that your final answer?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Okay. All right. God bless you. You guys are precious. I know you've been through it. Whew. Your name?
Cynthia.
You're not near your birthday, are you? Because, okay. Seemed like one of them was. That's why I scraped. Cynthia? Okay. Lord, I thank you for Cynthia. Lord, no matter what she's been through, Lord, we thank you for such a new victory. And Lord, let all that she touches prosper. You've had to climb up. You've had to claw your way up. You really have. You've had to like claw yourself out of a pit. But God is going to so honor you. He has honored you, but you're going to see more. There's a time where it's just like wheel spinning, like I'm not making any progress. But God's going to bless you with unusual relationships. And God's going to bless you and put you in unique situations and unusual situations. And He's going to put a fresh word in your mouth. And you will not be defeated. And you will not fear. You will not fear anything. And there will be such a word in your mouth as quick as you turn to God. It'll always be there. This is what I'm to do in this situation. This is what I know. And Lord, I just impart to my precious sister, I just impart that she's going to have such revelation knowledge and knowing what to do in every situation. God's honoring you, but He's getting ready to honor you more. I just really see that you're coming into what God has for you. Put it that way. Praise God. Amen. 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 Your name?
Wade.
Wade. Okay.
I was going to receive by faith in my seat, but that's not what you said.
So. No. We got to do it. What he's saying, he started to abort, and then he thought you better.
That's
not.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I want to say? There's a lot of us out here. There's a lot of people out there who are abortionists. They're so religious, they abort everything the Holy Spirit does. Then there's a lot of people that are saying, I don't want to abort God. But then there's a lot of pro-choice. They just don't care. Anyway. Wade. Lord, we thank you for Wade. And we just ask you to pour on him tonight with just a powerful way. And just give him such insight that which you're doing in his life. Lord, let him be so in tune. Lord, let him walk as you would want him to walk. And one thing I see, Wade, is that there was some point where the enemy so attacked your confidence that it just about destroyed you, what you went through. But God is really putting the pieces together in your life. And I see everything I see the Lord just saying, as you focus, as you stay focused, He will not deny you anything. And you're going to yet taste and savor things that you thought, well, that'll never happen in my life. That'll never come to pass in my life. And you're going to know amazing companionship. And you're going to know your walk with the Lord that will so gratify you, it'll gratify others around you. What I see, there was a point, it was like 8 years that were just like robbed out of your life, but God is going to multiply back. God's going to add to your life, and there will be no lack. It just seems the Holy Spirit saying, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. Praise God. You're not going to miss anything God has. He's going to make sure He multiplies everything, everything. So God bless you. Praise God. There's some, Glenn told me we had to be out of here by 12. No. I'll let you go in a few minutes. And I know I'm probably different, but you know what has helped me? And some of you might have a struggle with me, and I don't blame you, but I want to tell you something. I don't blame you. I want to tell you something. God helped me. He said, be yourself. And I've got a weird kind of a Bob Newhart sense of humor, and that's me. It's just me. But I refuse to try to be somebody I'm not. And sometimes, you know, there's all kinds of people in the body of Christ. And I feel like my goal is that people hear God. And your goal might be to help people get delivered. Or help. And I love to see people delivered, but there's all kinds of calls. And I'm, you know, people say, they might say, Steve, how long did you work on that sermon? I said, I don't know, 25, 30 years. In other words, I'm not here to give you information. I'm here to give you my life. I'm here to, so you will get something. Because a lot of people have ministered to me, but that's what I'm asking God, that something will start happening in you that's never happened before by the impartation of the Holy Spirit. I'm not here to hand you head knowledge. In fact, I believe a lot of you are going to go home tonight and dream dreams from God. You're going to start having visions. You're going to start having things, experiences in other realms you haven't had, just because the Holy Spirit's here stirring things up. And if you don't like me, I don't blame you. I really don't. I don't, you know, a lot of times it's hard to just get above things, you know. It's hard to get past the person sometimes. But, you know, He put a treasure in earthen vessels. He didn't say perfect vessels. He didn't say golden vessels. He didn't say diamond vessels. He said earthen vessels. Wow. So praise God. Well, I'll let you out here in a couple of minutes, but I just don't want to miss anything God has. There's somebody that has a real, a real plaguing skin problem, but it seems like your name starts with W. I'm not sure if that's your last name or your first name, but your name starts with W. But like a skin, like I don't know if it's a psoriasis or a eczema or something like that. Does that fit anybody? It's Seemed like your name was W. First or last name? Wade again. Okay. I don't know. I'm getting kind of tired of praying for Wade. But is that? Yeah. Okay. Just things you've had. Are they like melanomas or whatever? Or you don't know?
The doctor was concerned about.
Okay.
Two of them, one on this side, but he's maybe
right.
Burned off 10 or 12 in the last couple.
Ten or 12. Yeah. Good grief. Well, how many believe that's God speaking, and so God's saying He's going to do it for Wade?
Amen.
So Lord, we disagree with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That this skin thing dries up, and whatever these things are, whatever the doctors had to deal with, that there'll be a good report. Good report. That there won't be anything remaining. Then the doctor will have to say that it's a miracle. Oh God, we agree. Now, I think God always does skin miracles. So if you have skin, and if you have problems with your skin, just grab a hold. I mean, God gets reckless. He really does. A lot of times, somebody just happens to be in the room, and He'll just heal them. And it doesn't matter. So just, that's what I mean. Get open, because God is so into life, and He's so into being generous, and so forth. And so we just let Him move. Just, can you all just give me a couple minutes here? Just wait. I'm just trying to, just to wait on God here. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With a person that has like such arthritis in your, I think it's in your hip joint. Would you just? It just major pain there in your hip joints. And there may be more than one person. Would you stand if that is you? Arthritis in your hip joints. Now, I don't know if you don't call it arthritis, but that's the way I hear it. Yeah. A lot of pain there? Okay. We're going to agree with, let's see, we got 3, 4 of you. Now, every one of you will have a good testimony. Thank God. There's also somebody that has such a problem with your arm. But it's like, it just seems like it's in the elbow area. But your name starts with R. But you have such a struggle with that arm, the bending of that arm and everything. Okay, well, just step out here in the aisle with us. Now, who's the R one too? Because that's the way God gives it to me. And, you know, your name starts with R. Good. Can I just get you all to bring your carcasses up here a second? And we'll just pray that we get... I just know. You know what? One reason I know God's healing you, because I feel compassion, and that's it. You have a lot of pain in that area. What's your name?
Mary.
Let's all agree. Just stretch your hook toward Mary, would you? Lord, we agree. We agree for Mary to be totally healed. We agree that your spirit is talking tonight. Your spirit is communicating that you want Mary healed, and we speak life to these hip joints. We speak life, and we command any deterioration to go away. We command creation to flow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I really feel there's been like a spirit of discouragement against you. You know, I don't know. We all go through that, but the devil's such a liar, and God's gonna. I don't know why, but I just see the Lord like He's putting this big smile on your face, and you're not going to be able to get it off. We all get under attack, and I don't know why I feel that, because you look like the most awesome, non-discouraged person I've ever seen, but I just feel that enemy attacks you. But your future's bright. It is. And your name is?
Jean.
Lord, we thank you for Jean. We thank you for total healing. Now, you went through a major battle, and God has really brought you through. And, Lord, we thank you for Jean. I mean, except for the grace of God, I just see that He really has brought you through some doo-doo. And we just praise God for it. We praise God. I'll tell you, and you know, you haven't seen anything yet. There's so much more to come that is good. You know where Jesus said, let's go to the other side? You're going to the other side. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And Lord, we thank you not only for healing her hips, but Lord, healing all the things she's been through. And God, just fill her tank tonight. And Lord, just let her be so flooded with that assurance, oh God. You're going to start dreaming dreams from God. I don't know if you do or not, but you're going to dream, and the Lord's going to give you so much that way. Oh, He is. I'll tell you that. That's so real. And you're the R. Right? Rose. That'll work. But thank you, Lord, for Rose. Is Rose saved? I think she is. Kidding. Okay. But Lord, we bless Rose tonight. And we bless her with this healing. We bless her in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, she'll live to be very, very old. And she'll be full of days. And she'll be keep her around till she gets bored. And Lord, just fill her. Fill her. With such, and keep her in health. I just really feel that God keeping you in health. Praise God. Praise God. That's His promise to you. Keeping you in health. Amen. In your name. And you had the arm problem. Hip and the arm and the back. Okay, we'll just pray for all three. And the neck. I don't know if God can do four, but well, let's just agree. But Lord, we agree. Is it Leslie? Lord, we agree. Let's just all agree. We agree for Leslie. We agree for the power of God. Do you heal her neck and her back and her hips and her arm, oh God? Was it, which arm is it? That, this, yeah, Lord, we just agree. We agree that this elbow is just being renewed and strengthened, and she's going to have free movement without pain. And Lord, we thank you that, you know, when you walk, I don't know if you do any a lot of walking or not, you're not going to hurt. You do walk. Isn't that cool? That's what God wants you to do. But you're not going to hurt. Now that's what He's saying. So praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I got the hip problem.
You got the hip problem. Your name? Oh, okay. That was John's?
Many years ago, that he's disabled. So he's like messed up from the head to the toe.
I don't know what you see in him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, we agree. Your first name again?
D.
D, just D. Lord, we agree that all pain goes of any kind. And we bless D. We thank you for her. We thank you. You know what you are? You're a shining light. You really are. You're one of God's light bulbs. 100 watt. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for this shining light. Thank you for this shining light, oh God. This D that is unashamed of you, oh God, that lives for you every day. Now bless her in some way that it'll take a week to get over it. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what I noticed? A lot of times the Holy Spirit, if you probe and just kind of mess around, He'll start talking more. But most of us, we get too religious. I think He wants us, if you relax a little bit. One guy told me once, he said, if God gets you laughing, He gets His fist in your mouth without breaking your teeth. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. Because sometimes we're so serious, we get so serious, we get religious. And God's not into religion. He's into setting people free. I didn't used to, because I grew up in a real pickle puss group, but I just see Jesus with a big smile on His face. I just see Him just, you know, not getting bent out of shape, I think. Just setting people free. And a lot of us need a good laugh. We do. We need a good laugh. There's somebody whose feet hurt so much, and the power of God is just going through your feet. And I'll tell you, there's another person that you got this restless leg syndrome, and they just bouncing all half the night when you trying to sleep and your legs start bouncing, you know. God is healing you tonight. That's good. You receive that, brother. Good, 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 good. Thank you, Lord. Could I pray for you a minute? The brother, raise your hand way back there. And I just like him. Hallelujah. Thank you. But you know, yeah, your spirit just kind of clicks. And is it, what's your name?
Ronnie.
Well, Lord, we thank you for healing Ronnie of that condition in his legs. And Lord, we thank you that you are just opening up more and more doors for him. there's something in your life that's been like a revolving door that's going to quickly stop being a revolving door. And God's going to just, it's just like you're getting a Holy Ghost shove tonight. Mm. And God's, he is going to so let you walk without a load, without a heavy burden. You're going to see more happen with less effort. And I see something about timing. And I just feel, Ronnie, God's saying to you that you're on time. Your life's on time. You're on schedule. You're not behind schedule. You're not ahead of schedule. You're on schedule. And I thank you, Lord. The one thing I see, Ronnie, it's like I see God going before you. He's going before you. And I don't know what this has been about the revolving door, but that's going to really change. It's going to really, really change. You're going to make so much progress. There's going to be so many strides because the Holy Spirit is the helper. Praise God. I just really felt I was supposed to pray with you, and I praise God. Can I? You betcha. Well, I want to pray with somebody real quick. It seems like you're real close to your anniversary. Your anniversary must be this week, next week, last week, that you're real close. Which couple is that? Real, real close to your anniversary, unless you quit celebrating it. Seems that to me, but I don't. That just the way it comes to me. Does that fit anybody? I guess you would know. But in June, yeah, that's a little ways. I just felt like somebody's real close to it, but maybe you're ashamed of each other or something. I don't know. But we'll just see. It doesn't matter. In May, when is that? What day of May? So you're. Well, just let me pray with you. That must be, you must be it. So, where do you guys live? Around here?
Oklahoma.
I've heard of it. and the your name, brother?
Stanley.
Kimberly. Lord, we just thank you for Stanley and Kimberly. What will it be in, what anniversary? I won't ask
one
you.
Year.
You won't know.
1 year.
Cool. 1 year. Oh, well, you could, even he can remember that. So, but now, Lord, we just sense you're up to something, and we just bless Stanley and Kimberly. And we thank you for this past year. We thank you for getting them on board and just moving in them. And, Lord, tonight we just ask for just more and more of your Holy Ghost, of your Holy Spirit, that they will just they will be such a compliment to one another, that they will hear you. Even though they may hear in different ways, but it'll be a consistency of hearing your voice. And Lord, we thank you for that impartation in Jesus' name. We thank you for that impartation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Seems like a wayward son that's way back there that, whatever, but I just.
It's a daughter.
It's a daughter. Okay. But man, is God ever working where it concerns her? And I just feel the Lord saying, you're not to worry. I just feel even tonight God's being released to do something. Whew, boy, am I getting a witness of that. So praise God. You're a good soul. You really are. You got so much to give. The Lord is, you know, he uses people to teach us, but the Lord talks to you and he shows you things, and it's going to be more and more. Amen. God bless you guys. Because I really feel they're just a real impartation tonight. Well, why don't we all stand together, and I just love it when I get done with my introduction so I can really get going. No. I just really consider it a privilege to be here, and yeah. Oh, it was your birthday. When? Today? It's going to be. It's going to be. Well, nothing's changed. It's still going to be there. So. Okay. All right. So your birthday just 3 days off or so. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is your name, is it Bill? What is your name? I don't know why I thought Bill. You just look like a Bill, I guess. So. But Lord, I thank you for Tom. And Lord, I know everyone appreciates him. And we just appreciate the way you use him and the way you flow through him, oh God. And Lord, we just ask for every good thing you have. Every good thing that you have in mind, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Your peace, oh God. Amen. Rest. You saying that about you or about me? Praise God. I receive it. Praise God. Do you have, when you were standing up there, I felt like you had trouble with your knees. Do you have trouble with your knees? You know, a lot of times that represents spiritual, like it talks about your prayer life or something. But so that's probably spiritual. So anyway, if you did, it's going to go. Okay. Lord, we thank you for our pastor. We just bless him with refreshing and strength. And Lord God, we just ask that there just be a double portion of fresh anointing on him. Just fresh sight. Oh God. And Lord, just, you know what I hear as I'm praying for you? I hear that term they use in Australia all the time, no worries. And God is really carrying every load here. He's really carrying every concern. And Lord, we do ask for financial breakthrough, oh God. That there be such an abundance, oh God, that there be no lack in any way, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless our dear brother. We thank you for the way he's blessed so many lives and just pour and pour and pour on him. You sleep all right, don't you? Sleep through the night, okay? Okay, let's just pray about that. Now, God will do this for you.
Amen.
Lord, we agree. Everybody stretch your cable toward him, would you? Lord, we just bless Glenn. We bless him with the ability to sleep. To stay asleep.
Yes, yes.
To stay and to fall into a deep sleep.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tom, you went through a deal. I could see this in your life, which it was so hard to get through it. Well, you know what it is, but it just, all I know is like God is just like, it's like he's reaching back in you and just taking away all the, it's like you still carry pain from it. That's what I see. And they're just such a inundation of the sweet Holy Spirit. It could have made you bitter. It almost did. But I'll tell you, there's something God's doing in you. I felt it ever since I saw you stand up there. There's something God is just, he's going to sweeten your life. He's going to add a sweetness that you aren't even going to be able to describe. Amen. All right. I probably have kept you way too long, but it's too much fun. So you told me I could say to everybody, be dismissed, that kind of thing. It's been amazing. It's been fun. And just anticipate God, because he's a God that loves to talk to us. Okay. If you didn't get prayed for, it's because I don't like you. But no. I'm just trying to wait and hear what, you know. I don't know. Lord, we thank you so much. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate your awesome strength and power and encouragement. And Lord, I just pray for every one of us that you'll just impart more of yourself. We can enjoy more of you, a dimension of you. Lord, anybody that's hurting, anybody that's struggling, anybody that's just really needs a word, we just pray somehow you'll just pour into them, oh God. Just pour. In the name of Jesus. Now we thank you again tonight. We thank you that we expect amazing things. We praise you. Amen. You are dismissed.
This is the end. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.